From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the growing number of migrants is the focus of an international meeting in Vienna. Leaders from the Balkan states are attending a summit meeting in Vienna on European integration. However, the immigration crisis is high on the agenda. In the past few days, a surge of tens of thousands of migrants has passed from Greece into the Balkans toward Western Europe. Countries on the front line of the crisis are demanding help from European partners, as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Many of the migrants are trying to reach Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel, who will attend the Vienna meeting, called on European states to implement joint asylum agreements.
We're talking registering, minimum standards of accommodation and minimum standards of health care.
Berlin announced it will no longer force Syrian refugees to return to the country where they first entered the EU, normally Greece or Italy, to apply for asylum. But the influx has prompted attacks by anti-immigrant groups. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Asian stocks rose Thursday following a surge on Wall Street that came after hints that the U.S. Federal Reserve is backing off an interest rate hike. U.S. stocks snapped a week-long losing streak Wednesday with key indexes up about 4%. The Dow Jones Industrials, which had suffered double-digit declines over the past five sessions, soared 619 points Wednesday, the third highest point gain in its history. Global stocks have been in a free fall for the past 2 weeks on worries about China's slowing economy. China's central bank raised interest rates this week to pump more money into the economy. This is VOA News. Chinese police have arrested 12 suspects said to be involved in the massive explosions at a warehouse in the port city of Tianjin as officials raise the death toll from those blasts. The Xinhua News Agency reports that among those arrested were Yu Shui-hui, the Andong Sichuan, the two top shareholders of Ruhai International Logistics, which owned the Tianjin warehouse where the explosion occurred. State media had previously published confessions from the two well-connected businessmen who were reported to have used their relationships with local officials to obtain apparently fraudulent safety licenses. Three Ruhai deputy general managers were also arrested, according to Xinhua. It did not name them. Also Thursday, Xinhua reported that 11 officials and executives in Tianjin port executives were being probed for dereliction of duty and abuse of power. Officials in Beijing Thursday raised the death toll from the early August blast from 139 to 145, according to Xinhua. It said that 28 people remain missing. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed two army generals Thursday as they led forces against IS positions in the turbulent Anbar province west of Baghdad. Military officials said the bomber drove his explosives-laden vehicle into the advancing troops north of Anbar's provincial capital, IS-held Ramadi, killing the two generals and three soldiers. A military spokesman said on state television that 10 other soldiers were wounded. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity. There was no immediate comment on the attack from the Islamic State group. The man alleged to have shot to death two U.S. television journalists during a live broadcast Wednesday sent a 23-page manifesto to a national news network in which he called himself a human powder keg. Vester Flanagan, a former employee of the Virginia television station WDBJ, where the slain man and woman worked, shot himself when confronted by police on a highway outside Washington, D.C. He died hours later at a local hospital. WDBJ aired remembrances of the victims in its first morning broadcast since the shooting Thursday. The station's website also displayed a large black banner memorializing the victims, 24-year-old reporter Allison Parker and 27-year-old cameraman Adam Ward. The manifesto Flanagan sent to ABC News detailed his allegations that he had been discriminated against because he was homosexual and African American. He'd been fired from WDBJ in 2013. He'd also been fired from a Florida television station in 2000 after complaints about his behavior. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.